Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carl Felt is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard.
This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Prints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and a wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Prints at instantprints.com/Boise or call 200-IMPRINTS, that's 208-467-7468. Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carl Felt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Carl Felt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobel.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started. Well, welcome, Michelle. I'm so excited to have you today on our podcast and looking forward to your journey with Lyme. How are you doing?
Really well. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited to have you here with me and Dr. Carl Felt.
Well, I'm really excited
so
to hear
your story. So excited to be here.
Well, thank you. I'm really excited to hear your story. And it's fascinating. I have so many patients and other people are coming up to me and they are they're listening to all these podcasts and it's really giving them hope. You know, when they're in the middle of the suffering, in the middle of the pain, and they are thinking, well, is this just going to be done in a month or 2 months? And then hearing that it is a journey, but there's an end to the journey if you do it well. So I'm really excited to see, you know, what your journey looked like.
Okay. My journey was really, really, really difficult. I remember going back, I would say 10 years ago, I developed some muscular pains. And I went to a rheumatologist who told me that I had lupus and prescribed me Plaquenil. And I said, did I just wake up with lupus today? I never heard of this. And I've been to so many doctors. So I wasn't buying it. And I went for a second opinion to another rheumatologist. And they said, you don't have lupus, you have connective tissue disorder. And here's a prescription for Plaquenil. I said, well, I'm going to try my luck and go to the third guy who did not take my insurance at the time. And I paid out of pocket. And he goes, you have nothing. Go live your life. So I'm back to those two doctors and I said, I don't understand how you both gave me two different diagnoses and prescriptions when this third guy says I have nothing and he's very well known. And they said, well, we're going to retest you. And their response was, you have nothing, go live your life. So it was kind of strange, but for a while on and off, I wasn't feeling well. And I look at it like a pot of boiling water, like it started on a simmer and it just kept increasing. And it was a myriad of symptoms that the list just grew so long. And it got really scary. So I remember developing flu-like pains, joint pains, what felt like the worst flu and sinus infection of my life. And I literally could not even get up to use the ladies' room. And I just remember suffering and laying there and attempting to walk into my bathroom. And I just remember waking up on the floor. I passed out and I was sweating profusely. That's the last thing I remember. And my head was just pounding from hitting the tile floor. So I called 911 and their response was, do you really need an ambulance? I said, well, I've never passed out before. I'm kind of scared. You know, I live alone. and my head is pounding. So I would, like to go to the hospital and maybe get a scan of my head and see what's going on. And, you know, hospitals are great for certain things. But this particular day when I got there, they were kind of trying to rush me out and chalked it off as syncope and just said, hey, you know, this is very common. I said, I don't think passing out is common. I'd like to dig in this a little further. And they're like, no, no, you don't want to be here. There's a lot of COVID. Just go home. And I think I just went to so many doctors, from rheumatologists to neurologists to infectious disease. I mean, the list just went down the line and nobody knew what was wrong with me. So one day someone had said to me, you know, we know someone that has Lyme disease and there's a doctor that tests with a lab called Igenix in California. So I went to him. It was the day of the results. He calls me to come in. He goes, my dear, you have something called tick-borne relapsing fever, and you have something called Lyme disease. Do you want me to just continue talking?
Or yeah. Would you like let me ask you this. Had you ever heard of Lyme disease or the tick-borne relapsing fever?
So not, I mean, I've heard of it, but very limited capacity.
Okay.
And it's kind of funny because I went to school for court stenography and took medical classes, but there's nothing on Lyme disease.
Of course there's
it's more like, you know, what you hear, like you have different opinions from people. Oh, Lyme disease is from a tick, or, you know, you may get bit and get this typical bullseye rash, but I really didn't know much about it.
Right.
And you know, as the saying goes, quote, you don't get it until you get it, close
yes,
quote.
Yes, yes.
And it's very, very true.
Very true.
So all these doctors that you went to, I mean, you had lupus, you had connective tissue disease. I mean, what, and I mean, did they try to tag other things on you or were they honest enough to just say, we don't know what it is?
Yeah. So after those three doctors, I did go to another one and I persisted that I felt I had Lyme. And he did testing. He goes, 100%, you do not have Lyme. You know, your ANA 0 to 10 is normal and you're at 15. You're barely above normal. And if you had something serious, such as Lyme, it would be coming up positive. And that's what's really upsetting, that most people that have Lyme don't know, because, you know, look at the test the CDC has, the Western blot and the ELISA. And it's like you're negative when you actually have it, because according to New York standards, I was negative.
And so you actually, at that point, you knew about Lyme and you were saying, please test me for Lyme. Is that what I have? And he did. And then it was negative in his eyes. And then you said, okay, it's not Lyme. So now what?
Right. Until I went to an infectious disease doctor who did testing with Igenix Lab in California.
Okay.
And I'm so grateful for finding that out, because not only did I have the myriad of the Lyme symptoms, everything woke up in my body, vision loss, hair loss, joint pain, muscle pain. I would sit on my couch and my leg would go up and down like this at 1,000 miles an hour. And I was like, oh my God, what is going on? And my eye would start twitching and then my fingers would start going and I wasn't doing it and I couldn't control it. Lethargy was an understatement. I had zero strength. There were times where I think 5 days passed and I could not get in the shower. I was so, so exhausted. And anyone that knows me knows I'm a huge energizer bunny. I've always been full of life and got up early and went to bed late and was always doing so many things during the day. I literally could not function. I became bedridden. I developed tachycardia where I had to wear a heart monitor. I did months of antibiotics intravenously. After a course of ceftriaxone, which was extended because I wasn't getting better, I woke up one day with 3 black teeth on this side, 3 black teeth on this side, and I had a perfect white smile. I was just in hysterics crying because it was like my whole entire body from my head to my toes was being severely affected. And people just don't understand. It was like, Michelle, get up. And I'm like, I can't. Michelle, just go take a walk. And I'm like, I can't get off the couch. Do you think I want to be laying here? I physically feel like sandbags are tied to my arms and legs. I'm just exhausted.
And you're just by yourself. You're just living by yourself, going through all of this.
Living by myself with my little dog, who senses when you don't feel well, who was a trooper and pretty much laid on my belly most nights. Obviously I had to get some help as far as helping me because I couldn't carry a grocery bag. So I did have people that, thank God, were able to go to a store and get me some things, because I really, not only did I not have the energy to get up, get dressed and get out of the house, my vision started to deteriorate out of nowhere. And I went to an ophthalmologist who says, Michelle, this is so far beyond my knowledge. I think you need to see a neuro-ophthalmologist because, you know, Lyme likes to hang out in the spinal cord column. And when, you know, you're having vision issues, you worry about a problem with the meninges. So I went to a neuro-ophthalmologist who did like an EKG and their brain scan with and without contrast. And I still didn't feel comfortable. So then I went to Columbia in the city, who's well known. And they had a neuro-ophthalmologist that was like an expert scientist that studied eye movements. And I actually remember screaming while he was doing the testing because my eye blacked out. And I was just in hysterics, like, am I going to become blind? I mean, I also remember a day I sat in my living room and it looked like a raccoon or a possum was walking by the side of me. And I go, my yard door's closed. I know there's no way an animal can get in this house. I know I'm not crazy. I know something passed. And they explained to me, you developed a lot of floaters in your eyes, which would show you shadows. So you didn't see a possum. It may look like that. And it was just really scary because it was like overnight, my life was stolen from me. So I always said, if I ever do get better, I'm never going to leave the Lyme community. I will help anyone, because this journey was the worst thing I've ever experienced in my life.
I can't even imagine. I mean, the fear and I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
It was horrendous.
And I thank you for not leaving the Lyme community, because we need people like you to advocate for them and to spread awareness and do what you're doing, like joining us on in this podcast. So we need to fight for them, because I love your analogy about feeling like you're weighted down with sandbags, because I've never had words to describe how I felt that I didn't have the energy to get out of bed. And that's kind of what it was. I felt like I was weighted down with sandbags. So thank you for that. I hate that feeling, but yes, I like that. So
you went to the infectious doctor and then he did IV antibiotics with you. And during that time, it didn't sound like you felt too good during that time.
Well, we tried doxycycline. We tried ceftriaxone. We even added azithromycin. I had a midline at one point. I developed a thrombophlebitis, which put me in the ER. I didn't even have it 24 hours. My arm got the size of a golf ball. I had a red rash traveling up. So I went to the ER and they had to take the midline out. With a PIV line, you know, that doesn't stay too long. It's like 3, 5, 7 days. No. I can't say that. I actually developed gallstones from taking the medicine and had to get a gallbladder removed.
You get black teeth, well. And you get black teeth at that time. And is that when your vision started to go away as well?
It was just everything from my head to my toes, my vision, my hearing, sensitivity to light, sensitivity to noise, exhaustion, joint pain, muscle twitching, sweating, insomnia, which was something that I was so not prepared for, because it was literally like up the whole night. I'm like, this is a nightmare. How do you heal when your entire, every system in your body was just like failing? Yeah. That I actually sat there and asked God, I'm like, am I going to die? Because that's really truly how I felt. I felt like there was a chance I may die.
You were exhausted and still you couldn't sleep.
Yeah. Oh my God, even exhausted. It was like you were on 10 stimulants at night. The minute, like the whole entire day you're exhausted, you don't take a nap. The minute I hit the bed, it was like 10 stimulants were in my body. And the whole night I saw, I'm like, this is not normal. It took so long to stabilize, but that's why I was so interested when she contacted me, because I am fully negative to tick-borne relapsing fever. After 1 year, I beat it. And the doctor told me that would be my hardest problem, worse than the Lyme. And I said, why? He said, because it takes the longest to clear. So, well, I guess I'm good at clearing things because it's 1 year and I beat that sucker.
It's awesome. You know?
And I think that was the most important thing that I put in my head from day one, even the days where I felt like I was on my deathbed. I'm like, I'm going to kick this disease's butt. And the fact that I put that in my head and held on to that and believed it was so important, truly so important. And it wasn't an easy journey, but it's like the rainbow after the storm. Where I am now, I truly can't believe it. I am better than before Lyme, which is amazing.
That's awesome.
I truly feel healed. I am fully functioning, and I definitely want to inspire people because I know the pain. I know how they're hurting. I was in their shoes, and I want, just from a post, so many people sent me messages on my inbox saying your post gave me hope. And even if I could instill hope in a few people, because you really need it. That's all we have when we're going through it.
You're right. Yeah. You're exactly right.
So how did you kick it its butt?
Yeah, because the antibiotics made you sicker, right?
Yeah, I mean, we tried everything doctor-wise, and I loved my doctor. He was a wonderful gentleman. He was very kind, very compassionate. You know, and obviously with conventional medicine, we try medicine. But at some point, just looking at the cost was astronomical with everything. And no matter where I turned and what I looked into, it was just so expensive. And I noticed through all my research, nobody was getting better, no matter what they tried. So I'm like, I'm going to just wing it and go a different route. And I originally started with ordering from a company called Daily Harvest. So it was just food that was organic, it was dairy-free, and it was gluten-free. Because I read up on how, you know, dairy feeds inflammation and gluten feeds inflammation and organic has no pesticides and we have to detox and get rid of metals and toxins. So I started off with that. I started to feel better, but not where I needed to be. And it seems like when I went to a doctor and complained of leg pain, it was like right away, we're going to put you on a new in vivo clinical study. I'm going to give you these three hardcore meds of Dapsone and Rifampin and Doxy. And I'm like, my stomach's not even healed from the 4 months of ceftriaxone I was on. I got 6 black teeth. My gallbladder is getting out. I'm sorry, but I have to decline this treatment. And I'm just going to try to do it on my own. So I felt like I was winging it and I wanted someone that really knew what they were doing. So someone came recommended to me, that's like a best-selling author that wrote numerous books. And it was on like Stop Battling Disease and Start Building Wellness. And it was like a holistic drugless practitioner. So it was a while to get an appointment with her. So I purchased her book and I read it. And in the meantime, I was going to Whole Foods, which is all organic and healthy foods, and kind of implementing things from her book. And I noticed a huge difference. So when I finally got the appointment with her, she's like, oh, I see you on social media. You're doing so good. You learn so quick. And we started her plan. It was like night and day. My energy came back times 100. All my pains went away. I have zero Lyme symptoms. And excuse me, it's truly a miracle because where I was, it's so hard to believe where I am, but I'm here and it's consistent. And I wake up every day now and I embrace life. In the beginning, I actually started taking 4 showers because I was so excited. Like, I'm finally getting the shower. I'm like, this is freaking awesome. And I'm like, people don't realize how you take for granted something so simple, like taking a shower. I'm like, oh my God, it feels so good to wash my hair and it's not greasy and shave my legs and have hair all over them for weeks. And,
right?
And just eat and not feel sick and not be on the, I haven't sat on my couch since I got better. Not once.
Wow.
Not once.
Oh my
God.
And I actually just changed my living room for the summer to a beach theme because that's all I looked at for 1 year was a dock rug and dock furniture. And I'm like, that's it. We have to revamp everything.
Oh, I love it.
Well, you look like you have a beautiful house there. I mean, you, yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. And also like mind, body, spirit, not just the organic and the gluten-free and the dairy-free, but also like Epsom salt baths every night religiously. You know, Lyme was very smart where it was capable of lowering my body temperature to sometimes as low as 93. Mm-hmm. I was averaging 95 where the average temp was 98.7. And people would touch my hands and say, you feel like an ice cube. And I'm like, I truly am freezing inside. I can't explain it. So every night I went in a hot bath with Epsom salt. For 20 minutes, I would time it because they say Lyme hates salt and it hates hot water. So I noticed my temperature eventually started getting more stable. So I'm like, I'm going to stick with this because this is working. Yeah. So I think everyone has a different journey and you have to find what works for you. Another thing, like I feel you can't pour from an empty vessel. So I was the type of person where I always ran to help people. And I think this disease gave me a different outlook on life where after sitting on the couch for a year, a lot of people tend to fall off the map when you're sick because you're good to go out with and, you know, eat a meal and have a glass of wine and party. But when you're sick, you're no fun. So you kind of learn who your friends are at that point. And I realized that, like the air pilot tells you, you can't help the person next to you. You put your oxygen mask on first. So this disease has kind of balanced my life where I'm like, I'm going to make sure, you know, I have my water with lemon in the morning. I have my green juice. I have my smoothie. If I'm going out, I'm going to pack what I need. So I stay on a healthy path as opposed to eating crappy stuff, which is going to make me feel bad. Because the connection I made was whenever I did have stuff with gluten or with dairy, I suffered with pains for about 5-6 days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I realized
that. And I think that that's important that, you know, once you beat Lyme, that it truly is a life-altering disease, I believe, because absolutely, I'm scared to death to go back to that bed, you know, that I was in for so many years, that I make sure, you know, I have my daily regimen and I do the same things over and over and I'll continue to do them every day. Do I need them? I don't know, but I don't want to risk finding out. You know what I mean? I know you know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean. Absolutely.
So it
I
is.
I see that almost every day. Like people are like, are you going to eat like this for the rest of your life? I'm like, absolutely. They're like, really? I'm like, yeah, I don't want to spend my summer on the couch. I don't want to, you know, spend my life being sick. Absolutely. If it makes me feel good and it works, to me, it's like a no-brainer.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, you know, the flip side. I mean, the flip side sucks. You know, here, you're eating great and you're feeling great.
Absolutely. I really do feel truly amazing, truly healed. And last July, my stomach distended that I look 9 months pregnant with twins. And everyone was like, are you pregnant? And it was just horrible. It was really horrible because I truly looked pregnant with twins. Mm-hmm. And just changing my food to things that are like either fermented or raw sauerkraut or adding kimchi on brown rice really got my stomach, you know, and cutting out the dairy and the gluten really got it to go down. And I can't explain. I don't have that feeling anymore from the medicine. I felt so sick on all those medicines, like my stomach was just a mess. Now I feel healed, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it
so,
does.
So what were some of the things that, I mean, you mentioned a bunch of things, but when the program, the what was the book called? The Don't Beat Disease, you know, Build Wellness or something like that.
Right. So there was a book that I read that really, really changed my life. It was called Stop Battling Disease and Start Building Wellness by Tony Jean Kablinski. So basically, my plan is I wake up, I have room temperature water with lemon because that gets the liver going, the digestion going. I have a juice shortly after that. And I could do anything I want, whether it's cucumbers, celery, apples, beets, carrots. And basically that requires no digestion and it's like liquid IV vitamins just going directly into you. So that's how my morning starts religiously every day. For lunch, I make a smoothie with bananas, strawberries, hemp seeds, coconut water, mango, cherries, raw organic protein powder, raw organic collagen. And I tell you the truth, it fills me up. I get through the whole day. And I have an issue with swallowing pills. I know it sounds kind of crazy, like a child, but I really do. So I add my supplements in there, and they've helped me so much, like simple things like ashwagandha. It's amazing. It's something where it's an adaptogen, and it helps your body manage stress. And I just feel so much more calmer because I noticed, you know, I looked at a lot of sites, what wakes up Lyme after remission? And I noticed stress was a big one up there. It was like people that lost both parents back to back, right away the Lyme woke up, or a car accident, trauma to the body, or not knowing what ratio of exercise to do. Something as simple as that, where you're only supposed to use a certain percentage of your body. I'm actually afraid to exercise. Like on this plan I've been on, I've lost 30 pounds, but after being bedridden and on a couch for over a year, there's no muscle tone. And I'm just now like ordering a rebounder to start doing that, because that opens up like the lymphatic drainage system. And I'm going to watch TV and maybe bounce on that, so it's fun, and try not to overdo it, because I know exercise is great for the brain with the serotonin and the endorphins and, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
So I'm curious, you know, with your regimen, did you ever do any then supplements to go after Lyme bugs or co-infections, or did you just focus on building like the ashwagandha, nourishing things, adaptogens, foods, and so forth?
I mean, I do kind of follow the medical medium too, and I've implemented things like cat's claw. I take that on a daily basis, barley grass, spirulina, you know, things that are good for detoxing. And I think that with all the detoxing I did, that's kind of what did it for me. That's what I personally feel. I feel food is healing 100%. What you put in your body is so important.
Great. So supplement wise, you know, it's just that you had like the ashwagandha, spirulina, barley grass.
I mean, I can read you off. I take quite a few of them.
I'm actually curious. Yeah. Cause
yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, everyone's a unique individual.
Yeah.
I like the company Vimergy. I think they have good quality stuff, because you can go to a pharmacy and get a vitamin D, but if they contain things like citric acid or alcohol, it may not be a quality ingredient, exactly, which is not going to be good. So I do take Vimergy's Micro-C, which is their version of vitamin C. I do take magnesium, which has helped me tremendously with leg pain. I take iodine gold. I take something from Garden of Life called Primal Defense Ultra. It's a probiotic. I also take from Daily Nutra a mushroom defense formula. It's great. I feel so much energy, and it's all natural stuff. I take celery force, vitamin D, turmeric. I take horsetail, but that's for my hair, because Lyme definitely affected my hair. And I recently went to the salon, and my hairdresser picked up 1-inch pieces. I go, what is that? Did my hair break? She goes, you have all new growth. I go, this is wonderful.
Oh, yay.
This is wonderful. I just incorporated something that the Chinese use. It's called Shizandra berry.
Uh-huh.
So it's similar to ashwagandha, but different. So if you're kind of low in melancholy, it kind of brings you up. If you're kind of up, it brings you to balance, but it won't make you like too high or too low. So pretty much that's all my supplements, including like raw D3 and vitamin B complex. And then as far as my tinctures, I love cat's claw from Vimergy. I also take their zinc, and I also take their B12. So basically when I make my smoothie, I just pour everything I need to take in that. They're all able to just go down and to be done that way.
Your taste buds are surviving that?
I'm sorry, what?
Your taste buds are surviving that?
Yeah, I tell you the truth, I was a big foodie. I come from an Italian family where everything was chicken palm, eggplant palm, you know, Sunday sauce. I loved alcohol. I grew up with a family that, you know, we'd have wine every night for dinner. If we went out with my friends, we'd have like a martini. I went from so much alcohol to zero. I went from 2 black cups of coffee every day to zero. I love everything I eat, and I never thought I would. And even in a salad, like I'll get a salad, mixed greens, I'll add microgreens, I'll add chickpeas, avocado, tomatoes, cucumbers. I'll dice up a pepper, I'll dice up red onion, and it tastes delicious. I think people kind of need to like find out what's good, because when people hear, oh, dairy-free, it's disgusting. I have a yogurt called Cocoyo. It's a dairy-free yogurt with tons of live and billions of probiotics. It's delicious. It's like a dessert. So when it's a holiday and I go to someone's house or it's dessert time, I just pull out my yogurt. I put fresh strawberries, blueberries, you know, raspberries. It's delicious. I love the smoothie. It's delicious. It honestly is. How could you not like frozen bananas and mangoes and strawberries and wild blueberries? They are so healing for you.
Right.
You know, and there's things that you learn as you go on. Like initially when I got diagnosed with Lyme, I was told to stay away from vegetables that are in the nightshade family, such as potatoes, tomatoes, eggplant. It's not true. Potatoes are super healing, the lectins, and I've learned so much about it where I have a potato every single day.
Mm. Wow.
Whereas initially I was told sugar is the devil for Lyme. I consume so much sugar in that blender every day and I'm totally healed. So you can't believe everything you hear, but you have to do what works for you, I guess. And I just thank God every day this has worked for me, because I hope I never see the monster again.
And you're absolutely right that, you know, you can take one regimen program and it can heal, you know, five people, but then it cannot heal 50 people. So there's not one fix all for Lyme when it comes to stuff like that. Cause I know a lot of people that have, you know, healed their Lyme, but yet they're on a super strict diet like you, because they feel it when they eat sugar. And I do feel bad for those people. I really do, but I'm with you. Like I don't eat a lot of sugar, but I love fruit, and fruit has sugar in it. So, but I know people that can't even have fruit because their body is affected by it. But wow. You know, a lot of people say that. So I'm grateful that sugar doesn't bother me. Well, I don't know. He might tell me next time I see him, quit eating sugar, but
yeah, it's not like sugar from a jar. It's the sugar, the glucose that the body runs on.
Right.
But like I said, everyone's a unique individual. Like there's so many people that have experienced COVID on top of Lyme or have the co-infections like Babesia, Bartonella. I just know I had Lyme and tick-borne relapse and fever. And if anyone out there has these diagnoses, there are hope.
Yes.
I had every symptom imaginable, and I really wanted to do this today just to let people know you can heal. There is hope. There is life. It does get better, but it didn't happen overnight. Yeah. You know, this was a year plus of eating like this to heal.
Right.
And although the disease, you know, knocks you down to the ground overnight, you just don't get back up. And I don't want people to get discouraged and think, oh, this doesn't work. It does. I'm a living testimony that I am now negative, according to Igenics, for tick-borne relapsing fever, and I do not require any Lyme treatment. I have no symptoms. And this was someone that was bedridden.
Yeah, right. That's so awesome. And the huge part, and we've kind of made this point in other interviews as well, is that the pathogens live in a soil, and it's that soil you need to alter, and that if it's a strong, healthy soil, you will then shift the different pathogens to, you will have a stronger, healthier biome and virome, that will be able to control these different pathogens, and then they just don't want to be there anymore.
Yeah. You know, you have to really want to do the work. It is
that's a
journey, right?
So many people
saying, you know, I just can't eat a salad, or I just can't drink this. And I'm like, we didn't even start, we're making excuses. Like to me, I visualize it like you're skiing up a mountain, right? You get to the top, it's so beautiful, and you just want to get down and be on that other side. But every time you do, it's not good for you. You're just sliding back down to the bottom and starting all over again. So I just keep my eye on the prize, and my prize is I want to live my life. I want to be an active grandmother to my granddaughter. I want to be able to help my elderly parents. I want to be able to have a balance of friends and family and just enjoy life. And I'm just so grateful that God allowed me to have my life back. And that's why now I want to help other people that I actually signed up to school to become a board certified holistic doctor.
That's
certified
awesome.
Like health coach.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. But you're right. People need to come up with a game plan. They need to have a plan and they need to stick with it and they need to stay focused on the prize. And the prize is having your life back. And it's so, so worth it. But it is hard. You know how hard it is when you're so sick. And I mean, I was to the point where I just didn't even want to live another day. I couldn't take the pain anymore. But we, you know, they need to stay focused and not give up. And if something isn't working, then try something else. You know, you will figure it out. And there are people out there that will help you. So thanks for
Absolutely.
Sharing your journey so much, because
you're so welcome.
That's what these people, these Limeys, they need to hear, that powerful impact that you can go from being in bed to being a vibrant, beautiful grandmother like yourself.
Thank you so much. It absolutely can happen.
Yeah, thank you. And it was kind of funny, saying limey. Yeah, you think back of the English sailors that had to do lime in order to cure scurvy. So here you got your lemon juice in the morning, your lemon in the morning to cure the lime.
Yeah.
So we're you're not a lime anymore.
We're all called limeys.
All limeys, yeah. We all get in connection with each other once we have this disease. And it's great because without this socialization and learning from each other, you know, who will we talk to?
Yeah.
You know, doctor
right.
gives her a few minutes. Thank God we have the support of each other.
Yeah.
It is. I've gained an incredible amount of amazing friendships throughout my Lyme journey. So that's the only good part about it.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for being
you're
with
so
us
welcome,
today.
You're so welcome, and thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
It was absolutely a pleasure. And what a powerful journey. And I'm so glad you could be there to instill hope.
Yes, absolutely. Aww,
thank you. I hope many people get inspired by this and get hope, because there is hope out there.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a lovely night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The information in this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review, and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com. And an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carlfeld. Thank you.